This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. I got to tell you, I feel so much better when I talk about my anxiety instead of keeping it bottled up. There's an expression that I first heard from the great researcher and also Zen practitioner Robert Waldinger: never worry alone. Our temptation many times is to keep it bottled up, but the data really show that the people who do the best in life, who live the longest and are the happiest, have strong relationships with people with whom they can talk about whatever's going on in their lives. And for me, therapy is part of that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you might give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happier today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happier. As they say at Amica, empathy is our best policy. Whether you need auto, home, or life insurance, they're ready to help you protect the things that matter most to you. They're a mutual company, customer-owned, in service to you. Amica representatives are here when you need them, and you can take comfort knowing a real person will be there on the phone to take care of you, because the greatest measure of their success is your satisfaction. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. Today, we're going to take you to the grocery store, a place many of us go all the time and often in a mindless fashion. Same could be said about the gas station, the bank, the gym, anywhere else we go on the regular. So we've brought in the great meditation teacher, Anushka Fernadipoli, who can be heard all over the 10% Happier app to teach us how to be mindful wherever we go. A little bit more about Anushka. She's an organizational consultant and does leadership coaching with individuals and teams, and she has practiced meditation for over 25 years. Here we go now with Anushka Fernadipoli.
Hi, this is Anushka. This meditation is meant for a time when you're grocery shopping. We might see grocery shopping as a chore or a grind. And this meditation will bring a different lens of awareness to the experience and engage with gratitude and appreciation in what might otherwise feel like something to just get through. So let's get started. You'll probably be listening to the meditation as you're walking around the grocery store. If you can, take a moment to stand and catch your breath. Feel yourself grounded, connected to the floor or the earth. Take a moment to feel your breath as it comes in and out. Then you can continue walking with awareness. As you move, take a moment to experience the sights around you. Notice the lights and colors of the grocery store. Notice the colors of the vegetables, fruits, and products. Explore this on your own for a bit. Recognize that all people don't have access to food today, or good, healthy food. Connect with a sense of gratitude that there's food available here, where you live, and that you have access to it. As you walk around, stop to pick something simple up, like a vegetable or a fruit. Something that comes directly from the earth. Take a moment to appreciate this item and reflect on how it came to this place. At some point, someone had to plant a seed. It's amazing that this once came from a small seed. The seed was watered and received sunlight in order to grow. It grew in the earth with fertilizer and grubs, received rain, and bent with the wind. All these elements of nature played a part in this coming to grow and to be here now. You can also reflect on all the labors it took for this fruit or vegetable to come to be here. Someone was involved in the planting of the seeds. Someone had to weed around it and water it. Someone had to pick it. And all of this is hard work. Someone had to pack it into containers. Someone had to transport it. Someone had to stock it onto the shelves. Probably someone here in the store today. So much effort went into this item coming to be here. Take a moment to appreciate all of this work and all the elements it took to bring this to you here, right now in your hands. As we close this meditation, we can reflect on how we rely on so many people and systems of nature to have the food that we eat. Nothing happens on its own. Wishing you well as you continue your day.
Thank you to Anushka. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.